Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله به بعضهم على بعض وقال تعالى وللرجال عليهن درجة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبغض الحلال إلى الله الطلاق صدق الله العظيم My most respected elders and brothers We must make dua that Allah Ta'ala makes the rain be beneficial for us. There are a lot of people who are suffering in this severe rain that we are experiencing. We are in our homes, we have comfortable safety, we have, we have warm heaters around us, we have special facilities and amenities, but the majority of the people are in dire difficulty. So, we must always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala grants us beneficial rain. We all need rain. It needs to be beneficial. That is why, imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the dua, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'ah. Allah grant us beneficial rain. And then in one dua he said, Hawalayna wala alayna. Oh Allah, let it rain in the outskirts, in the farms, in the outlying areas. Not upon us where it becomes difficult. People are driving, the manholes are all opened up, and people are driving their cars in there, etc. So Allah Ta'ala safeguard and protect us. Don't go out unnecessarily. If there is a need for us to go out, then we must go out of our home, out of need and necessity. But otherwise, we should rather remain indoors and, make dua for khair and that Allah Ta'ala protects us. My dear brothers, our deen is a deen of fitrat. What it means by fitrat, it's a natural. So Allah Ta'ala revealed this deen upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it has got laws and rules and regulations that is in its entirety for the benefit of not Muslim, for the benefit of mankind. That is why Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Pak that this Quran Pak is hudan linnas. It has been revealed for guidance for mankind. So it tells us that the rules and regulations, the laws of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has revealed, is beneficial for mankind. Not only for a specific group of people, or only for Muslims, etc. So we must have that firm yaqeen and iman. Our iman has to constantly be renewed. And we have to be continuously reminding ourselves that the various challenges that we are facing out there, Allah Ta'ala has kept His success and solution for these problems and difficulties in His deen and in the lifestyle and in the pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not my intelligence, it is not my, capability, it is nothing that I can do. This is very dangerous, my dear brothers. I have done this, I have achieved this, I have done this, I built up this business, I achieved so and so. My dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala, everything we must make nisbat towards Allah. Allah reminds us in the Quran, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ That nothing is my capability or my ability or something that I have been able to achieve. No. Allah Ta'ala made us, Allah Ta'ala protected us and made us 100% with intelligence. And what happens if you are slightly short? And in a mocking way, sometimes some people they comment and they say, this guy is 5 cents short. It might be like a joke because maybe the person is conducting himself or is doing something or his behavior might not be like how a normal person would conduct himself. So in a mocking way, we would say, this guy, don't take too much sense with what he's saying. He's like 5 cents short or something. My dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala gave us intellect, gave us intelligence, gave us understanding. This is a great ni'mat of Allah. My dear brothers, sometimes ulama have said that we must sit in solitude and ponder over the great bounties that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. The great bounties that no money can buy. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ Allah Ta'ala invites us and say, don't you ponder over your own creation. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ Read about your own creation, what we were, where we are, what we have become, and how much money can a man give for his eye, or for his one finger, or for that digestive system that Allah Ta'ala has created within ourselves, that heart and that lung. And most importantly, recently now, we are also becoming of age, so we come to more and more realize that prostate problem that we end up having, and the frequentness that you have to go to the toilet. What a great ni'mat of Allah, 50 years, 60 years, we had no difficulty, no problem. Now we get up, now we have to wake up, we have to go more often to the toilet. My dear brothers, how much must we ponder over the ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what we cannot pay any price to it, my dear brothers. So Allah Ta'ala's great ni'mats and bounties upon us, and the greatest bounty that Allah has bestowed us, He has made you and me Muslim. He has bestowed us with iman and made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, there is no amount of shukr that can be sufficiently expressed for this very great bounty of Allah. So therefore, often when we have time, when before we sleep, ponder over this greatness of the great ni'mats and bounties that Allah, not only the material bounties that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, but beyond the material bounties. So my dear brothers, in that way, your heart will get this quality of making shukr, of expressing shukr to Allah, gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ That when we express our shukr and gratitude to Allah, Allah Ta'ala increases that bounty and ni'mat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, my dear brothers. My dear brothers, one of the greatest challenges that we have in our time is to protect our iman. We have to find, and not only your and my iman, we have also have this worry and fikr and concern for our children, our family members, and then the Muslims at large, because we are in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What concern and fikr have I got? What worry am I taking? What effort am I making so that I can, you know, lend a support to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you lend support to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that, my dear brothers, you engage and you help people to get the recognition of that their success lies in deen. Their success does not only lie in material things. That is temporary, my dear brothers. You get locked in your safe that got millions of dollars. You get locked inside and nobody knows. You'll suffocate and die with the millions of dollars around you. You'll knock at the thing, nobody will even know you inside. That can happen anything. People come and take away the wealth that you accumulated for such a long period of time. So what is the benefit of that wealth that we have, which is only of a temporary nature? My dear brothers, this great practice that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us and has also taught us a very great dua, where he taught us and said that, oh Allah, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. So I was saying that we are living in a challenging time. Our iman, not only of ourselves, of our family, of the Muslims at large, and then also our worry and concern about those that don't have iman. We have to have that worry and concern. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this fikr and concern in his heart, so much so that the ahadith, they say that, you know, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you could actually hear like that restlessness in him. The Quran speaks about some of these incidences where Rasulullah SAW used to be restless, that people are, we have to bring them onto deen, we have to make them recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So my dear brothers, this fikr and concern we have to have, and especially in this day and age, when we are under so much of trial, so much of tests, my dear brothers. And one of the very important tests, my dear brothers, that we are facing in our day and age, my dear brothers, is this breakup of this family unit. This breaking up of this family unit. And there's many causes of this. Recently we had one incident in our office. One person, he said, you know, he gave the talaq to his wife. He gave her the talaq very early in the morning, like tahajjud time. So the Mawlana who was interviewing him asked him, what made you give like talaq this time? You know, in the morning, like this particular time. So he said, no, that was the ending. That was the last nail in the coffin. This thing started before, couple days before it started, and then we ended up arguing, fighting, interacting, fighting with one another. That was the last nail in the coffin when at that particular time we hadn't slept the whole night. I was frustrated, and eventually I ended up giving her, she's demanding a talaq, I want my talaq. So he got fed up and he said, just take your three talaqs, and he gave her three talaqs at that time in the morning. Now when you ponder over this, what causes this breakdown in this family unit to come away to this level where this fighting and this argumentation takes place continuously to this level, where it reaches this level? So my brothers, there's one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the Muslim Sharif, in the kitab, it's called Muslim Sharif, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us guidance and said that this Iblis, he places his throne is placed on the ocean, and all, you know, the little small Iblises, they are there, and he sends them out to do whatever it is. The closest to him is that person who creates dissension and disunity amongst people. And they come and report, I did so and so, I did this, I did that, I did that. He said, yeah, you've done this. They come and give like a report, like a kalguzari. You know, after somebody went for holiday or he went somewhere, he comes back and say, yeah, I went there, we took this taxi and we went there and we went this. This is when we did our umrah or this. They give a report back. Now they report back, in the report back, everybody is giving the kalguzaris. This is in a hadith. So he said, yeah, you've done well. You haven't done really much. So all the various things are reported. Then when one person stands up and comes and he says, I created dissension and disunity in husband and wife. And I caused them to fight to the extent that eventually the husband gave talaq to his wife. He stands up, he goes and he embraces him and said, you have really done something. So if you ponder over this, my dear brothers, creating this dissension and breakup in a family unit is one of the greatest things that Shaitan wants to achieve. And there are various ways in which this is achieved. Various ways. So I want to highlight some of the things, my dear brothers. I have a few minutes. I'm going to highlight some of the things to caution us. And not only us, the youth, our children, our daughters. We need to conscientize them and make them aware. One of the greatest things, my dear brothers, that Shaitan creates this dissension and disunity, or creates this restlessness in a person, is he makes figure of a lot of education for his daughter. And we have people who come to us and say, you know, my daughter is not getting married, my daughter is, you know, she's of age, manageable age, she gets so much of proposals, but she's rejecting it. Maulana, we don't know what to do. We'll tell them, you know, tell your wife to go speak to the APA. They talk about it, whatever it is. So one of the things that it comes out is that I don't want to live a married life like I have seen my mother and father living. So we are not setting a good example, where we are not leading our lives in a manner in which, because the first port of call, so to say, or the first view of marriage that a young girl has is the relationship that she sees in her parents. The manner in which they are conducting themselves is an impression of what married life is. So many of them are saying that, no, I don't want to get married, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to achieve this, I want to achieve that, etc. So my dear brothers, I want to, you know, create this awareness amongst ourselves, that let us be very conscious of the manner in which we conduct ourselves, especially we have young children, they are of impressionable minds, and especially we have young daughters that now are coming of age, now they are beyond marriageable age, and then we are conducting ourselves in an inappropriate manner. We are bringing our business problems or our problems that we have out of the home, we carry it and bring it inside our home. And then when we bring it inside our home, then we conducting ourselves, you know, in an uneasy, in a restless manner, which is creating the impression that, you know, this is what is married life. So Allah Ta'ala safeguard and protect us, my dear brothers. The other thing, my dear brothers, we notice that, you see, there is a movement to create behayai, to create a way of shamelessness. You'll never find an advert without a woman's face on it. You'll never find an advert. They want to lower them to such a level that they will not sell a car without having a woman's picture on it. I never hear. Everywhere you see, you'll see them promoting. So they've degraded a woman, whereas Islam has respect and haya and given them so much of man, so to say, given them so much of izzat and respect that a woman is like something very precious. That how you will keep your valuables, my dear brothers, do not become a means of where, my dear brothers, our families are being exposed to this type of, you know, of these type of activities where they become behaya, they become besharam. I know in the past we used to see, if an elderly person came away, immediately a lady used to, like, you know, go away behind the parda, or they used to, you know, go away on the side or something like that. But these traits are lost in a woman of the past. It's necessary, my dear brothers, if we have elders in our family, then let our daughters, young daughters, mix with them. So they will get those qualities in them. They will get that type of, you know, the sifat and qualities of the woman of the past, the woman of your mothers and my mothers, the mothers of the past, the sifat and qualities that they had in them. They'll share their food with the neighbor. They will, you know, express some type of joy and happiness at the joy and happiness of a neighbor. Or they will be grieved if their neighbor had a funeral in their family. These things are being lost. Today neighbors don't know neighbors. What I must say, brothers, family members don't know family members. That is also become lost. Brothers and brothers, their children sometimes are so far apart that they don't even know that, you know, that they are cousins. So my dear, this movement to destroy this family unit is a very strong, because if you destroy a family unit, you destroy the family unit, then my dear brothers, it extends. And then you've actually slowly and slowly and slowly destroyed the whole community, and then you destroy society at large. That is why that hadith is so important, that a ponder that he stands up and he goes and meets that person, he goes and meets that shaitan that created dissension in a family. So let us be very cautious, my dear brothers. Be very careful. And together with this, shaitan creates this restlessness. Inna shaitana ya'idukumul faqra. He creates fear of poverty in us. Wa ya'murukum bil fakhsha. And he orders you to do indecent things. So many parents, they come, they say, you know what, I have to educate my daughter, otherwise what will happen if she gets divorced? Now your mindset is that what is going to happen to my daughter if she's going to get divorced? You're starting on a left foot. Right? You're not being positive. My dear brothers, we are not being positive. We have to be positive. We have to have that reliance and tawakkul on Allah. You teach the good sifat and qualities to your daughter, you will not think negatively. And amongst the contributors of this, my dear brothers, is the social media. Social media has created a lot of breakup in marriages, my dear brothers. Lot of breakup in marriages. Now these young children, they are, the reality is you can't control it, we can't control it, but we have to conscientize them. that these are the things that are being promoted. Why must you listen to your husband? You got a large income, you're earning 40,000 rand a month. What are you listening to your husband for? Why are you cooking food for him? And then you must look after the home, look after the children. Allah forbid, my dear brothers. We have seen this. If husband and wife are divorced, now they have a daughter who may be well educated or something, and she's married. Allah safeguard and protect us. But sometimes that mother becomes a means of the daughter's home breaking up. Because she's going to be complaining to her mother, you know, my husband asked me to do this, my husband wants to do this, my husband wants me to go here, to go to that function, or to attend this particular, to make khidmat of his parents, or to do something like that. So eventually the mother will say, you know, well, what are you taking all his nonsense for, man? You don't need this trouble. You're getting your own income. You got 20, 30, 40,000 rand a month. So she becomes a means of her own daughter's home breaking up. Instead of keeping them with people who will teach them how to overlook and how to make a home, they destroy the home. And then she becomes a mother. She becomes like a slave to her own daughter. Because now the daughter goes to work. She comes with the money. She's paying the rent, she's paying the lights, she's paying the water, she's buying the groceries and everything in the home, which is the duty of a and responsibility of a man. Now she come and kick her shoes off. Mommy, I want a cup of tea. So mom is bringing, running. Mommy, the sugar is not enough. How many sugar you put in? Allah Ta'ala safeguard and protect us. In the ahadith it comes, amongst the sign of Qiyamah is that the mother will become like, she'll become like a slave to her offspring. And we're not seeing this in our time, in our zamana, my dear brothers. We are seeing this. This is a reality. This is a reality. Now, it's easy to talk about all the weaknesses and the problems. All of us know about it. We all know, we're all experiencing this. Challenges that we are having. My dear brothers, what are we going to do to put it right? Now, what can we do, my dear brothers? There must be some things that we need to, you know, put the brakes. The car is going too fast, you're going to bash into something. You start pressing the brake. My dear brothers, we need to press some brakes now. And we need to now reflect and ponder, where is our life going? Where are we going? Almost 60 years are finished of our life. Nearly 75 years of our life. 70 years of our life is finished. How much more I'm going to live? Shaitan creates this thing in our mind that I'm going to live, you know, nothing going to happen to me. I'm going to live, nothing going to happen to me. But let's start putting the brakes now a little bit, my dear brothers. Enough, my dear brothers, enough. Now let us prepare for akhirat. Let us have this worry and consciousness for our families. We're having so much of challenges that we are facing that people used an entire lifetime to build an empire. Yeah, two buildings or three buildings, and they got this income and that income and this business. Mother and father are gone. All the children are fighting over that. That's supposed to have been distributed in an Islamic manner, which their parents built up for them, becomes a source and a means of this entire family breaking up. Now brother is not talking to brother, brother is not talking to sister, sister is not talking to sister. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, my dear brothers, where are we going? Where are we going? The mere fact that those people who established this thing, left this thing and went out of this life with nothing, khali heart, with nothing besides the kafan, My dear brothers, isn't it a lesson for you and I that, my dear brothers, when we also going to go, we're going to go with nothing. So let us, my dear brothers, tie the knot, start putting our affairs in order. Put things in order. Many people are still up till now, despite us telling the people, please make sure you sign an Islamic will. Right? Freedom Day is coming now, Freedom Day. Yeah? We're going to holiday, you know, Monday they gave holiday. Freedom. We are fortunate, we enjoy freedom in this country insofar as our religious affairs are concerned. There are certain countries, there's no religious freedom. You die, your wealth is distributed in a manner in which the state wants it to be distributed. Then you yourself have to do your own thing and give whoever, if you are religiously, Islamically inclined and you want to follow deen, you'll have to do your own distribution. But up till now, there are people who are not doing the correct thing and not signing a proper Islamic will. And they are doing all their own affairs. They're trying to control things. After a man passes away, he's trying to control his affairs on the grave. So he say, give my car to my wife and give this flat to my daughter and give this money in this bank account to my grandson or some, all unnecessary things. Do whatever you want to do, do it in your lifetime. And you close the chapter, it's easy. Jisku denai, they do give whatever you want. And in that way, my dear brothers, tie our affairs correctly. Safeguard and make effort on our families. My dear brothers, this talim in our home daily is a must. Otherwise, our children and wife will hear nothing about deen. They'll only watch that social media. That's the only thing they're going to know. Make this time for talim. Have that family unit. Eat one meal together. My dear brothers, my time is up. Allah Ta'ala grant you and me the tawfiq. Safeguard and protect us. And be careful of our iman. This dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Warzuqna ittiba'a. Oh Allah, let me see truth as truth. And make me make ittiba and follow it. Wa arina al-batila batila. Let me see evil and wrong as wrong. Warzuqna ijtinaba. And safeguard and protect me from it. And then sabbitna ala al-iman. Oh Allah, keep me steadfast on iman. Wa amitna ala al-iman. Cause me to die with iman. And resurrect me on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirah.